What's a controversial opinion you have that most people disagree with?
That Alex Pereira, the light heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, is the most overrated champion in the UFC. Whoa. Currently. I know, and I have been proven wrong every damn time, but I stand by. He has no wrestling. Why everybody stands with the greatest kickboxer is ridiculous. Just shoot on him.
Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pod. I am Top Choice Todd Royce, and I'm sitting here with the Karate Combat Heavyweight Champion of the World, Smiling Sam Alvey, tougher than smart. What's up, dude?
Yeah, how you doing, my friend?
It's good to see you, man. We haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah, not since you've shown me up on that comic routine we were doing.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I wasn't. You were, though.
No, it was fun.
I had a great time.
Are you still?
Couldn't compete with you.
That's the only time. By the way, clip that. Because I'm going to show my wife. See, this is a professional fighter. Couldn't compete with me. Have you kept trying stand up, or is that something?
Yeah, I think I've done it one or two more times since then.
Yeah.
Whenever a buddy says, "Hey, you want to do it?" I say, yeah, okay.
Nice.
A friend of mine, Ian Bagg, I went to his stand up show the other day, and he said, "Hey, next time I'm in town, you should come up and do it." Says, "Sure, count me in."
That's awesome. Ian Bagg is hilarious.
He's so funny.
For a Canadian?
Usually they're just funny looking, but he's funny sounding too.
What were you going
to
say?
I saw him first out in California. He made his way to Nashville and said, "Hey, Sam, you want to come?" I said, "I sure do."
Was that at Zanies?
Yes, that sounds right.
Such
yeah.
a great club.
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's a great
club. Real comfortable. Like, you didn't have to turn sideways. You just kind of got your seat, and it was nice.
Yeah, know? And then they have that balcony up top and mm-hmm. stuff like that. That's really nice. Great green room, too. Real quick, because we're talking about when we first... The first time we actually met was in Las Vegas. Why are you in Vegas now?
I'm training. I've got a fight coming up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm fighting on July 25th, and I'm just getting ready. It's hard to... I'm a big dude. It's hard to find other big dudes to train with. Vegas has got a lot of them.
Oh, okay. Right on. Mm-hmm. So where are you training at? Can you say that?
Yeah. Extreme Couture. I started off in California for a week with my gym, Team Quest, and then I came out here, and I'm training with Sean Strickland and Francis Ngannou. I got to see him today.
Damn.
For the first time.
That's cool.
I'm such a fan of his. I'm a big deal in the MMA world. He's so much bigger, and it's like I geeked out when I saw him. I said, "I'm so happy for all your success, my friend. Keep doing you, my man."
That's awesome. That's great. Mm-hmm. How long do you go into the fight training for? Because I know July 25th is the fight on YouTube.
Yeah, so it's about an 8-week camp is what we always hope for. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Yep. This time I got real close to it. I still haven't signed the contract for the fight, but that's coming.
So what does that mean?
It just means that it's coming. I'm not worried about that. They flew me to Florida. We did press conferences. We've done a whole bunch of stuff. I just haven't received the contract yet.
What is just to get off a little bit? That's a weird one to
yeah.
say. So just to get off a little bit, you said it's only Sam's. That's what you call it. So when you watch Karate Combat. At the bottom of the page, they're saying the fight pool or whatever, the money that's mm-hmm. what is that exactly? What
I have no idea. I don't know what crypto is. People keep trying to explain what an NFT is. It's a digital picture.
So it's something to do with, like, it's like some sort of NFT that the people watching.
Wish I had it. I've had it explained to me 1,000 times.
Yeah,
it just never makes any real sense. I know Karate Combat is big with the cryptocurrencies, and they're real big into the gambling on Karate Combat. They just let you buy the crypto and then gamble with the crypto. And it does really well. I just haven't figured out how to do it yet.
So, like, if I bet on you in this next fight, mm-hmm. and I bet cryptocurrency, and then you win, which you're going to.
Oh, I'm going to.
You win, and then I get pretend money back, but then I can turn it into real money. That's where I get lost.
Yes. Now, I was explaining that to my boxing coach once. He says, "Well, what do you think green money is? It's just fake, too. It only has a value." So I guess that's a fair point.
That's a good, yeah. That is a strong point.
At least I like being able to hold it. But
everything's fake.
It is.
Okay, so, and then you're fighting, we might as well talk about it, because I wanted to talk about it anyway. You're fighting, let me make sure I'm pronouncing the name right, Arroyo, I can't, why am I having such a hard time with that?
Arroyo.
Arroyo. That's so easy. There's like Oreo, but different.
Yes,
so,
there's like six R's in his name. He's Brazilian or Portuguese or Italian or something. You're supposed to roll the R's.
Arroyo. Got it. Your guys' last fight? Was in, when was that? That was
March something?
March, okay.
March 24.
But. And that was done in Mexico.
Yeah, right? It was in Playa del Carmen.
That was really cool, like on the beach.
It was so much fun. Yeah. I loved it. And there's a big crowd. They were just letting people in, you know, see, it was on the beach. You couldn't stop them from coming.
Right.
And so, huge crowd. And it was just a great week.
And this one's in Nashville. Are you guys doing it in an arena?
This one's an arena. It's actually the biggest arena they've ever had before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, they're hoping to get between 5,000 and 10,000 people there, which is a big card.
Yeah.
But the UFC is the only one that gets 5,000 to 15,000. And they're predicting between 5,000 and 10,000. Coming to this one.
Dude, nice. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got a great headliner.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I legitimately can't wait for this fight because when I watched your guys' fight, like I said, when he hit you, or it looked like from the camera angle we're watching from, I don't know if you can pull it up, or I don't know, we probably can't even show it. We're small time here. We're not Rogan.
No, you can show it. Karate Combat brings all of their stuff straight to YouTube, and they just let anyone have it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. It's not copyrighted?
Yeah. Nope.
I'll pull it up then.
They encourage it even.
Oh, nice. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Then maybe we can take a look at that together then. But so you moved to Nashville. We'll get to that in a second. But you moved to Nashville a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago, somewhere. Getting close to 3 years.
Yeah. And I remember that before that you lived in Temecula. And I only remember that because my wife and I were looking for a place to move. And I'd already read about Temecula.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, this would be great. And then he moved away as soon as I said that.
You weren't supposed to put two and two together, buddy. Scissor me timbers.
But yeah, so that one, living in Nashville, that's not where you're from originally.
No, I'm a Wisconsin boy. I've got the worst accent in the country. Eater, guys. Now, you know, when you're up north, the problem with it is it's winter for 9 months of the year. And I was just done with that. Moved out to California. Hated California.
Really?
I loved my team. I loved my family. I loved what I had created there. But the state of California, if it fell off, I wouldn't care. And so we had my wife and I, we had our plan. We said, I was out there for about 10 years. About 5 years in, you said, all right, 5 years, we're out.
Yeah.
And so we did everything we needed to do. And it just, I was so impressed with ourselves making sure that it happened. 5 years hit and we dipped.
Yeah. Nice. And then and now you're happy in Nashville.
Yeah,
a cool city.
I Nashville was so much fun. I got to fight there twice in the UFC. I haven't won there yet, but that changes on the 25th. I got to fight there twice and just loved it. I mean, it's such a fun city and it's beautiful and it's green. There's water everywhere.
Yeah.
And we said, man, we should move here. And then we looked into it and there's no income tax there. And I said, oh, yeah, we should definitely move here. And then we just made the adjustments. We did everything we have. We have a nice little ranch now, about 5 acres. We've got horses, chickens, pig, goats, sheep,
whole awesome. Line
there. Yeah.
That's cool. I was just telling my wife we should move to Nashville and be your neighbors.
Yeah, you could. You could do it. You live on my property. We'll get you a nice tent.
Oh, shit. Oh, perfect. Start building a little tent city and make you feel at home. Okay, here's the fight. So, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know the story going in, there's a possibility of people. You broke your foot. Just minutes before coming out to the pit.
20 minutes before stepping foot into that pit, I broke my foot backstage in the warm-up room.
Jesus.
Oh, man. No, I'm Sam. Tougher and smart, baby. It's like after the fight, people were asking me about it. And after the headbutt, I had no idea where I was or any of that. But after that, I said, man, I guess I am just tougher than smart. And I said, that's my new shirt idea. Available now on the TikTok shop.
I like on the TikTok shop. TikTok, that's how we got together.
Yeah.
No, but I love the the guy throwing his fisticuffs. I love it. It's perfect. Oh. You should. The only critic that I would have the one foot bent. But no, I love the shirt.
In the back, so I mean, do they do like, do you wrap it or like do you take some kind of paint shot? What do you do?
You
or you
just, you're just know, like, did you?
No,
I mean, how do you hide that?
I just suck it up. I said, oh, damn, my team kind of talked to me and they said, all right, you're going to get out there and the adrenaline's going to take over. I said, yeah, I know it will. And then I'm walking to the cage, the adrenaline's not kicked in yet. So, do we have a shot of adrenaline somewhere? I could use it. And they actually, my team said, Sam, are you sure you want to go out there? I said, nah, we'll be good. We'll be good. I don't need that foot. I got another one that works real well. I use that one. And then I went out there, and you see in the fights, like I'm clubbing my foot around, and I'm trying to hide it, but it doesn't fool anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But the commentators, even Boss Rutten's doing the commentary. And they're immediately something's up.
But before I made it into the pit, they're saying, yeah, I think its foot's broken. It's like, shut up. Give me a few minutes.
Already written, yeah.
Okay, so, and this is, oh, see? Hey.
And this could be over Arroyo.
It's all over. It just, from that Antonio angle, Arroyo looks like he just knocked you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, just robbed you. And he thinks he's the new world champion.
Right? How he doesn't know, that's he right, just headbutted
right,
him.
Yeah.
Boom.
Maybe he's just like, I hope no one noticed that.
Just, yeah, I mean, at this level too, he would have known he made contact with his head rather than with his fist.
Yeah,
though,
right? Like,
and I've talked to him since then. He said, "Yeah, I thought I jabbed you." I said, "You didn't feel it? I have felt every jab I've ever landed on anybody. You didn't feel you running your face into mine?
Yeah.
We just about made out in front of a million people. It just about happened. It was your fault."
Man, so is there? Obviously, you can't headbutt the guy back, but.
Apparently, I'd lose.
That's true. Yeah,
I don't want to headbutt anyone.
So now you're still the world heavyweight.
I'm still
champion.
The
you're
champ.
Going
yeah,
in, defending. How many rounds? How
it was
many
an
rounds?
Incidental cheating is what he did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many rounds is each fight?
So Karate Combat's wonderful. There are no split decisions.
Okay.
So it's a 5-round planned fight. If it's a split decision going into 5 rounds, or at the end of 5 rounds, you get one more bonus round.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and then at the end of that bonus round, the rest of the fight doesn't matter. It's only that 3-minute fight, or a 3-minute round.
Okay.
And that's the Karate Combat. They were tired of seeing it in the UFC. Bad decisions, bad splits, bad this, bad that. So they added that extra round, and now that's both for the title fight and the every other fights.
That's awesome. And that actually, that's kind of perfect for you, because you had a few, like, in the last few fights. Right. That had to be, like, when you heard that, you had to be half hard. When you heard that.
Half?
Yeah, because you did. You got legitimately. You got fucked over in a few fights. I'm not. You're not saying that right now. But I'm saying that. I saw them.
Yeah, there were a couple. I've always hated the saying, even before it was really affecting me, is if you don't want it to go to the judges, finish the fight. So I'm freaking trying. The right. Judges should be able to do their job a little bit. Just if they did it half as much, half as well as they were doing it.
Yeah.
They should have been able to see I won 3 or 4 of my last UFC run fights.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think even Rogan has talked about that. I want to say it's Rogan, but it's funny they say, don't leave it up to judges, but it's like, man, when you're fighting the toughest dudes on a planet, you're not necessarily going to always knock someone out, man.
Right,
there's
a lot
of tough guys that you're going to fight. It's going to go to judges, so
yeah.
It's not really a fault. It's not a fair statement to
leave.
And
that just takes so much responsibility off the judges, but the judges should have responsibility.
Yes.
Should be,
yes. Hey, it's the same judges every fight that screw up every fight.
Yeah.
It's the same. They don't replace the judges. The judges don't get fired. It's like, you can bet if there's a bad decision, you know who it's going to be.
So it's like our Senate. It's just, they don't replace anybody. It's a job to
yep,
life.
Yep.
Just,
you're there until you're blind, and then you could probably do it still.
And then you become a referee.
Yeah.
Do you still go to are you still able to go to the UFCPI if you want
to? Yeah.
Okay.
So my wife and I, we tried real hard. We made friends with the entire UFC. Every year I was with the UFC for 9 years. Every Christmas we'd send the entire company $5 gift cards to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or wherever.
Nice.
Just said, thank you guys
for
giving us the platform that you have. And so I'm still good friends with all of them. Still keep in contact with a lot of them.
Nice.
The last UFC that was in Nashville, my wife and I, we have a food truck now, the food fight truck.
I love that, the food fight truck. I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, my wife came up with the name. So that name's brilliant. So we came and we just gave them a bunch of pizza. Just we get to meet our friends, see our friends, which we haven't seen in a while. We brought them just pizza after pizza, and we had lunch with the whole UFC staff.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Dana White had to take just the cheese and the meat off the pizza.
He wasn't there. I was looking for him.
I brought up the PI too, because that's where I think we officially actually met, was at the UFC PI. Yeah. 'Cause you invited me to come out along with some other people from TikTok. And then you had a special little present for me. We were trying to talk about this earlier. How cold is the water at this ice plunge?
I believe it's 38 degrees. It's 38 or 42. It's right in there, so it'll never freeze, but it'll almost freeze.
It's so cold, and I couldn't talk right there. I'm trying. This is Marley is still my favorite. Remember Marley?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Marley goes in. He's like, "Fuck this." Nutley was trying to leave too. Nutley? Nutless, sorry.
He's cornering me next week.
Well, well he did it the
he's week. Done it twice now. He's
that might not be good luck. So I love this right here. I asked for a blanket because it's so cold. Marley's leaving, and then Sam's like, no, fuck you. You're not.
Sam's like, get right back in there.
Oh, hey, it's my highlight of showing people the PI. So I'll show you everything. You can plan it, but we're going in that ice bath. We're doing it.
So good. So what is... So when you do the ice bath, do you do the ice bath on a regular basis? Are you one of those guys? Or?
When it's available, I'm happy to do it. I usually do it for about 20 minutes at a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do it. I like keeping my hands out of it, but everything else will be under.
Yeah.
And I love the ice bath. I have no idea if there's any actual science behind it. There might be. I assume there is. I spent enough money on it. But
yeah.
But I don't know the science.
Yeah.
They used to say rice. Rest, ice, compress, elevate. But they changed it from rice to heat. Now you're supposed to keep it hot and move it. But it's like eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you.
Right.
It'll come back around.
There was a week where chocolate was supposed to be good for you. I was like, fucking man, I'm going to be so healthy.
It was a good week. I'm going to Germany.
Because right after we did that for 15 minutes, then we went into the hot tub, and that was like, that was brutal too. And yeah. Then you were just like diving between the two. I'm like, motherfucker.
You just get used to it. That, and I was trying to show off for you guys. Yeah, I was surrounded by a bunch of guys cooler than me. So look what I can do. I'm just dying on the inside as I'm doing it. So I hope they like me.
Yes. Me and a bunch of TikTokers, way cooler than the professional fighter.
Scott D. Henry was there, and the dude's like 8 foot tall. So he went in, and it was like knee level. He was hardly uncomfortable.
Yeah. He was wearing your shorts too.
That's right.
Sam has this pair of underwear, or maybe more than one pair, but it's all his, it's just his face all over.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And Henry didn't have his Scott D. Henry didn't have his shorts with him. So
yeah, you got Sam, to wear me
very nicely.
Well, since you're in the fight game, we always bring topics on the show, and I had a cool topic for you, and was curious if you've seen this, and I know it's new to Todd, is have you seen this new trend, car jiu-jitsu?
I have seen it.
I have never seen car jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah, so basically two people, they start in the car with seatbelts, and as soon as they go, they have to take the seatbelts off. And then they start doing jiu-jitsu in the car.
Okay, when you mentioned, by the way, and we're watching, I love this, but when you mentioned car jiu-jitsu, I literally thought it was two cars somehow, like some version of Demolition Derby.
Oh, see, this is way more entertaining than actual jiu-jitsu. This was wonderful.
Do you honk out? Is that how you?
So it is a submission, but they can use anything in the car. So they can choke you out with a seatbelt.
Oh,
they
shit.
Can
use,
see?
Who's going to try to choke you out
with a seatbelt?
Oh, I love this, actually. This is. What is this on ESPN 87?
Diocho. There was one. Have you ever the arm wrestling? So I've seen this arm wrestling combative sport where they're arm wrestling, they're strapped together, and then they just get to punch each other. It's like there's no actual arm wrestling.
So there's no arm wrestling at all?
They're just tied together at the wrist, and then they get to smack. It's like, oh God. I'd be willing to do it, but they'd have to pay me for it.
Okay, so would you ever do power slap?
No, yeah. Unless they paid me for it.
Sure.
I'm a prize fighter. I'll fight where there's a prize. They don't pay enough though. Price would go way up.
Yeah. I can't even like that's you can't even defend yourself. That's the craziest part. You're just gonna get
it is walloped. The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I agree.
It's my guilty pleasure because I think it's dumb. I'm opposed to it. I don't like it at all. But anytime one of those comes up, I sit there and I watch for the knockout.
Dana White says it's like the highest sporting event on all of social media or something. And I can see it. It comes on. It's like, I'll watch for, I mean, it's a minute long. I got a minute to watch this. Let's see what happens.
I'll definitely watch it. Sporting event seems like a stretch.
Hey, if golf can be considered a sport, power slab can be considered a sport too.
That's a good point. Now they're combining sports, right? Like we have. Have you seen what was it, slam ball? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so it's a wrestle ball, which is a fun one too. If you've seen that one.
So I invented this game.
You invented really? This game?
Yes, we call it Dagestani basketball.
Yeah,
America's game.
So I guess for a layup, and he just gets plowed.
At Dan Henderson's Athletic Fitness Center here in Temecula, we've got a pull up bar on a wall, and it's padded and all that, and we just go to town on it. We go to town on each other. It's incredible. It's on a basketball court. We do it through. We use the pull up bar as the hoop.
Yeah,
and we had so much fun with it.
It's crazy to me. Like
these guys are nuts.
Yeah. But it's a fun idea, I guess. Wasn't there one that was like this is actually on a basketball court? Wasn't there one that was like on a mat or?
I've seen it on the mat. I've seen a little bit. I wouldn't do it on a court.
They have sometimes they do combine the two where there's like a mat and then hoops, but sometimes they just do a straight hard basketball court and you're just getting slammed on the court while trying to do a layup.
Yeah, that's when they couldn't pay me enough to do that.
Yeah, that's not for me. You take a...
Slamming on mats hurts.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, that one's tough. But I mean, we can go into a good one here. So I know you guys are probably excited.
Oh, wait. What about the wheelchair? The wheelchair one.
I just saw that.
That one was wild. Two people boxing in a wheelchair. One of them, I'm not sure, by the way. One of them, I'm not sure if that was a woman or if it was a man or if it was.
I've seen that. Power to them, I guess. I mean, I guess.
There's a lot of videos, too.
If you can have the Special Olympics, you can have special top rank. Right?
This is what creates the people for the Special Olympics.
Very true.
Yeah. And then they had like the two biggest dudes in the world pushing them around. Oh, these guys.
Oh, this is different. This is a different one, too. Yeah.
This is like a pro, like an actually pro.
These are pro wheelchairs.
I like this one. This is way more entertaining than one. Like the one I saw was they had two people pushing you around.
Them, right. This is like two athletes.
Yeah, this is. They're doing stuff. This is wonderful.
My guess is this is like two military dudes who are like, no, fuck you. I'm still going to man up and box. And these, okay. It is difficult to have to like reach down and direct your chair and defend yourself. But
yeah, look at that footwork.
Yeah. This was almost you in your last fight.
Yeah, I know. I would have. These guys, they would have finished me off. They would have run over my legs, and I wouldn't have had any options.
This would be so rough for Floyd Mayweather to just like to be able to circle around the ring the whole time and still try to. Oh,
that's cool. That's really cool.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, I could watch that all day.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's a pretty powerful punch.
I love it. It's crazy.
It's a hell of a punch.
When people do stuff like that, like the reserve that some people have, because I'm not that. I have a friend up in Canada who is legally blind, and it just kept his eyesight gets worse and worse and worse. And he's in a hockey league that's for blind people, which off the top of my head sounds hilarious. But then when you actually see it, and you're like, these guys they're killing it. And it's because I guess they have like a beep on the puck or whatever, so you can hear where it is and all that sort of stuff. But it's crazy just like... People who don't let them, like, things hold them back. I let everything hold me back.
No, humans are amazing. It is so cool seeing how good somebody can get when you, as soon as you tell them they can't do it. So I'm doing it. So you can't go to the moon. You're going to watch me. Hold my beer. I'm making it happen.
Yeah.
You can't box. You don't have any legs. Hold my, I've got this.
Yeah.
Hockey, that sounds impressive.
It's crazy. I heard of a blind baseball, too, and it's the same. That's where I heard about the beeping of the ball, because I was like, blind baseball sounds really rough.
It's got to be like that.
Just a lot.
What's the wiffle ball with the whistle on it?
Yeah. And then they, not sure which way to go.
It is truly amazing too, like the feat of human beings when you talk to like someone, like you can't do a mile in this time frame and then someone does it and then multiple people do it because they see that one person achieve it and then multiple people can achieve it.
You can't eat 175 hot dogs in a half hour and the next thing you know, Joey Chestnut
does it, dude.
It's a running gag on this show. So let me ask you, as a professional athlete.
Put me on blast.
Yeah. This cheesemonger said that, what was it? Oh, Joey Chestnut is the LeBron James of hot dog eating. You did comment on that.
It was the biggest blow I've ever heard when he switched to vegan hot dogs. Because every 4th of July, I look forward to watching that hot dog eating contest. And when the greatest of it that has ever been isn't there anymore, it's like, well, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Thank you, Sam. Wait, the greatest that has ever done.
Hey, did you hear him say that?
put a pin on that for a second.
He ate more hot dogs than the winner did in half the time. This year. He just did it off to the side.
Does he not do it with the vegan hot dogs anymore?
I don't think he...
Or does that it just become too gross for you to watch? I can't imagine
anybody eating one vegan hot dog, let alone 110 in 5 minutes.
It
just kind of slides down the throat. And,
Maybe it's a lot easier. It also slides out a lot easier. My thinking, because I do, now I remember that, because you were like one of the first people that was like, he's the best in the world. Like when I posted that clip.
He's goated. He is.
For sure. I get that. But it's just the to me, what's ridiculous is the comparison of him to a high level professional athlete.
He is so much better at what he does than Michael Jordan was against anybody
else.
Sam,
we just became best friends. Let's go.
Joey Chestnut is better
at eating... I need to smack you around a little bit.
Joey Chestnut is better at eating hot dogs than Michael Jordan would be to me in basketball.
Let's go. See, I told you, dude. It's impressive, man. The fact he can put down that much food in that short period of time.
And he's not a big dude.
He's not.
He trains for it. Only in America, well, Japan's pretty good at it, too. Only in America and maybe Japan can you find guys that can... train themselves to eat 150 hot dogs.
That's the new Don King slogan. Only in America, sometimes in Japan.
Well, part of that too, do you see the chugging of the lemonade too? Like the full thing of the lemonade chug is pretty insane too. But
is he the Scottie Pippen of lemonade? I spent most of 2020 sitting on my couch. Does that make me the LeBron James of couch sitting?
You gotta film it and then yes. if it's on camera, it counts.
All right, but look, I'm not afraid of him, but like I'm not going to take you on this conversation.
Thank you, Sam.
You're right. He's got a skill that will never be beat.
It's an impressive skill.
Somebody might be better than Michael Jordan someday. Nobody's ever going to beat Joey Chestnut. He is so far ahead of the second greatest that's ever done.
But you just said, you guys were talking about humans. They see that. Bar
I've laid the
and
challenge.
Set it.
I've laid Japan. The line has been set.
I want to see a Japanese guy roll up in a wheelchair and just start shoving hot dogs in his mouth.
He is so far ahead of everyone else. Like Michael Jordan has the records that could be beat. He's so far ahead. I mean, that you could find a way to afford to train to eat hot dogs. There's very few people that could do that in general. He found a way to do it. To find a second guy that can do it, it's a challenge.
Yeah, it's insane to like just train your stomach to be able to hold that. It's the whole thing of it. They're training for it, dude. There is like training.
I'm not even questioning the fact that there's training and that it's a skill and all that sort of stuff. I don't know, for some reason the comparison of it. It's like, you know, he's the Michael Jordan of hot dog eating, or this person's the, you know, this pilot is the Kobe Bryant of hell. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, look. No. Okay. So this Saturday, when this episode airs, this Saturday is, we got Mike Perry and your buddy. I know
my buddy. Yeah, we're bros.
Such a big fan of Jake Paul.
Mike Perry is the perfect call up for Jake Paul because Mike Perry is trained for bare knuckle, and there's a big difference between boxing with no gloves and boxing with gloves on. Huge difference. And Mike Perry is so much smaller than Jake Paul. So on paper, this seems like, yeah, Jake Paul's finally calling out a real fighter. And Mike Perry is a real fighter, so there's that. But he's also two weight classes smaller and doing a sport he's never really done. Technically, Mike Perry's 0-1 in boxing. Like, he's already lost a boxing fight. It was before his bare-knuckle days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I do think Jake Paul's winning this fight. This is
I think Jake Paul is a garbage boxer, and I hate to say it, I think he wins, but Mike Perry is a real fighter. He's a better fighter.
Of course.
It's just a different sport. Like if Jake Paul were to go into hot dog eating contest against Joey Chestnut, Jake Paul would get wiped out because Jake Paul doesn't eat hot dogs.
If, by the way, Jake Paul's next opponent is going to be Joey Chestnut. Just let everybody aware, that's going to be the big fight. I think it's a smart fight because for Jake Paul, because this was supposed to be the Tyson fight. Tyson can't do it. They're putting it off. He needs an opponent who's a big name that people will believe in that he can potentially beat. But the crazy part is, I don't know if you've seen this because it just was announced. Jake Paul's saying that his hands are trisexual, which is a weird thing to say about your hands. That means he's definitely put his finger in his ass. And now they've already agreed to a rematch in MMA.
Good for Perry. Make that money, Perry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make that money. And honestly, in MMA, it'll just be a boxing fight again with smaller gloves on, which I would give it to Perry then. Because I've been boxing a lot more since becoming the Karate Combat Champion. I'm just finding all the different standing arts that I can do. And it is night and day difference between the boxing gloves and no boxing gloves.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That does make sense. But Jake Paul did say that he wrestled when he was in high school, so he's going to be fine.
High school wrestling doesn't count.
Not according to Jake Paul,
people on TikTok yell at me so much. It is a good base to either wrestle more or switch to jiu-jitsu or something. I recommend every student go to high school and wrestle because you'll never get it anywhere else. But you can't brag about your high school wrestling.
To be honest, I did wrestling in high school, and I never got it in high school.
You made it into the ring. You made it there.
Well, I never got laid in high school. But, so you're officially,
this you're going to clip and make Mike Perry hate me because he and I were buddies.
Sending it directly to him.
It's a tough fight for him. It's just a different sport than he's used to.
Mike Perry's such a badass, though, so I'm just hoping that dog in him comes out.
But I hope so, too.
It's tough when you're fighting a much bigger guy.
He is a better fighter. He's a better athlete. He's a more competent bare-knuckle boxer.
Right.
But getting used to doing it with probably 10-ounce or 12-ounce gloves, it's Mike Perry's now had 6 weeks to get used to it, and it's not a lot of time.
Yeah, really. So even 6 weeks would be
It's difficult. Just changing sports. Yeah. It's 6 weeks isn't enough to do it. Hopefully I'm wrong. I'm pulling for Perry.
It would be great. There's the pro wrestling booker in me that's like, well, if Jake Paul loses to Mike Perry, then who gives a shit about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson? Which is totally not true. I still can't wait to see that because I still
you think it's gonna happen?
I mean, you're shrugging.
It's up in the air. I don't know. They're saying he has like a really bad medical issue that they're not sure it's gonna happen anymore. He's still trying to make it happen, but I mean, you gotta remember Mike Tyson's in his late 50s, so they don't know if it's still gonna be a thing. Mm-hmm. I am curious, though, Sam.
Could he take up hot dog eating?
He could, maybe. Tyson. Who would you have taken in that fight if it does happen, Mike Tyson? Do you think Mike Tyson, I mean, he's an older guy, but he's a legend of a boxer.
He's still 60 years old. I would take Jake Paul in that one, too.
And really?
I would. He's 60. 60 matters. And he's not been a competitive boxer. He's definitely in shape, but cardio is king, and at 60-year-old, you're not going to have the cardio to do it. I don't think Jake Paul has great cardio. It's good enough. It'll last longer than a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you ever, because I remember we talked about this once a long time ago, but would you ever fight Jake Paul?
I would destroy Jake Paul. It would not be fun for him. It's just why he hasn't called me out.
It's probably
the only reason. No, he's... he's not a good boxer. He has no footwork, very little head movement. It looks like he's an athletic dude, which is awesome. And it looks like he trains. He is getting better each fight. It's just he started it so far back that little steps forward, just little steps. He's picking his opponents for a reason. They're all retired and old.
Right.
Or hip surgery, or on 2 week notice.
So in 20 years, you might get that fight.
Yes, and that's kind of the joke I run with. So I plan on retiring in like 15 years. You keep that. Just keep my number ready.
It's weird because if he had started, and I get it because he wants to make the money, but like from what I've seen, and I don't have the technical, I've done a little bit of boxing training a long time ago. I would actually like to, if I get down to a certain weight, I actually want to join one of these boxing gyms.
Yeah.
And because I do love it, and I love the training, but I definitely don't have enough knowledge of it now, but He seems like a competent enough boxer that if he had actually started and like gone up the ranks through like actually like the way any other fighter had, I'm not saying he would have made it past his first fight, mm-hmm. but I'm saying at least I could see him potentially becoming a good boxer at some point.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe, but then he wouldn't have been a high school wrestler.
that's a good point.
No, he's an athletic dude. He and his brother are both athletes.
His brother's a great professional wrestler. I love him.
I love him in the WWE. When he jumped off the top rope and met Ricochet in the middle, that was the coolest thing I think I've ever seen.
That was amazing. The fact that he, and I honestly don't watch WWE that much mm-hmm. at all. But his stuff I'm always interested in. I love the fact that he'll do the selfie as he does like a big dive because it's just something different. Why yeah. not? And it just fits with him, you know, who he is. So, yeah, perfect for pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, not perfect for boxing.
He's an athletic dude and he's making a name. And I appreciate him putting on his bad boxing fights is increasing the marketability of other combat sports.
That's true.
Him increasing the purse for Tyrone Woodley is increasing the purse for everyone else, too.
That's awesome. That's a good way to look at it, yeah.
So I appreciate it. He owns Triller or works with Triller or Trilla, soft R. and it does a lot of good for combat sports in general, just to get more eyes on this product.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. How long has Karate Combat been around?
2016, I believe, was their first one.
I thought you were going to say 26 years, and I was going to be like, God damn it. I did not realize that at all. 2016, okay.
Yeah, I believe that's when they first started doing it. It's really... When they signed me is when they kind of, and that's not bragging about myself, it just the timeline works out, is when they started blowing themselves up.
Yeah.
They started switching from just traditional karate styles to more of a striking style with a karate base. And that's where I've kind of always been.
Yeah.
And then they had the Pettis versus Henderson fight, and then they had the Luke Rockhold versus Schilling fight. Now they've got Smile and Sam beating up Arroyo in Nashville.
Absolutely, dude! It's a super entertaining sport.
I love it,
and I love the way that it's shot in the pit is just such a cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful to watch. I finally last week, 2 weeks ago, I went down to Florida and finally watched one without having to fight in it, and it was so much more fun than going to a UFC show.
Yeah.
There weren't seats. It was all standing room. It was kind of risers and standing, and so you kind of see the crew of people or the crowds of people watching it, and there's no cage blocking your vision in any way.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was watching the fight. They weren't watching the screen. Like, if you go to any UFC event, nobody's watching the cage. You're all watching the giant screen up there. Like, you could be front row, and you're watching it up there.
Yeah.
The commentators, they watch it from their TV screen, which is right in front of them. And it's so much easier to watch when there's no cage in between you.
Yeah, for sure. Are you going to try to make it out to the Sphere fight when UFC does the Sphere?
Probably not, but I would like to. That Sphere is pretty cool. I didn't want to like it as much as I can. I thought it was kind of gimmicky, and then I fought here in December, and it's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's weird. I can't imagine, though. Like, what do you think they're going to do? Like, because the best that I would figure is that they're going to have, like, a camera, like, really close, tight on the inside of the cage. Mm-hmm. And then that will be what is all over the wall. But I could be dead wrong.
Yeah, you know, probably what they'll do is they'll have as many one-sided fights planned out as they can. Like, they'll have the fights they know are going to be finishes. And then just blast those finishes all over the Sphere all night long.
Yeah.
And it's always a fair fight, but... The betting odds are usually, all right, we think this guy's going to win.
Yeah, of course.
They're still thinking Chandler McGregor potentially for the Sphere fight. So I don't know if McGregor's going to fight again, but I'd love to see him in the cage again.
I think he's going to. And I think Chandler's the perfect opponent for him. I think he can beat Chandler. I think that the number of people he could beat is dwindling, but I think Chandler's one of the guys that would get hit.
Oh, wow. Okay, impressive.
I also think, with McGregor coming back, that would be a big enough fight alone to not have to... Like, I feel like whoever you put in the Sphere is going to draw a huge interest. Mm-hmm. So I almost think that would be... Not a waste, I'm not saying, but, like, it seems kind of like the better decision would be to follow up the Sphere with the return of McGregor or whatever. Like, that's just where my mind goes.
Yeah, anything you can get the eyes on it. McGregor is, I think, of the top six UFC events that have ever been. He's on six of them. He's headlining all of them.
Yeah.
And there's not a close second.
Yeah,
So, I don't know how many people fit in the Sphere. Do you guys know?
I could look that up.
Yeah.
It doesn't look big enough to have, like, a McGregor-sized fight.
I can't imagine.
If you increase the ticket price, then sure.
Yeah, then it's... Then we're talking about it. Your fight is going to be on July 25th on YouTube. It's in Nashville, obviously.
Like so it says it can fit up to 20,000 people.
Wow. That's
8,600.
That's plenty then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's
just so weird because like an entire side isn't going to have any elevated seats at all. But
yeah, that's really cool. I wouldn't have guessed that big. I would have guessed closer to 10, but that's a big crowd.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah, mine's July 25th. It'll be free on the Karate Combat YouTube and Instagram and Twitter, and it's free on all their social medias.
That's awesome.
They do a good job of raising awareness of the sport and really pushing people to watch it.
And you could win cryptocurrency.
And you can win crypto and bet with crypto, and I assume that's good.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Or just make up your own form of income and throw that out there and see if someone would do that. I do have to say, I mean, I think it's about that time. Sam Alvey, I know you're a professional fighter. I was a professional wrestler, and it's time to go off the Todd rope. I always love. We should actually maybe play it right there. Just sometimes. I don't know. Okay, so off the Todd rope. This is why we have this wrestling ring sitting here. By the way, I don't know if I said you can have a water if you would like water.
Nah,
I'm drinking Liquid Death, who is not a sponsor, but hopefully, hopefully. So what this is, we have this ring, and inside this bowl, we have just random questions.
Okay.
So we go Spitfire just as fast. Like I'll just read one off. I don't know what's on it. I didn't write these. He wrote them.
Okay.
And then we go from there.
So all right. Sounds perfect.
And if you get any of them wrong, Derek said he's gonna punch you in the face. I don't know.
Definitely not.
All right. Pick one piece of clothing you can never wear again.
Underwear. I'll free ball the rest of my life. I'm cool with that.
There we go. That's the next shirt. Free ball for the rest of my life.
I've got another shirt. Balls over brains.
I can't. I want to see the graphic of that one.
No, you don't.
This looks like someone's teabagging a cranium. If you could turn into any inanimate object, what would it be?
Sword. I'm going to say turn into a sword.
Sword?
Yeah. The rest of existence, I could, I don't know, avenge people.
What if you just wound up being one of those swords that got stuck in a rock for the rest of...
Then people would talk about me, at least.
That's true.
A lot of people come and see me.
They'd be like, how'd that sword wind up in your rock?
As far as swords go, that'd be...
What kind of sword? Like a medieval sword? A samurai sword?
Medieval swords were made way... So when I first got onto TikTok, I found this guy, that sword guy was his name, and he just taught me everything I now know about swords. And apparently, Japanese swords were garbage, and medieval swords were just way better.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was just the metalwork. He said it's not that it was as good as you could do over there, but the metal wasn't as good there as it was in the UK or England or Europe, and so all the sword and armory was far better over there. So I'm taking one of those swords.
I'd want a He-Man sword.
I have the power.
Well, it's problematic if people like us say I have the power nowadays. But
no, we're gingers. we're a minority.
We don't have any power.
The most underrepresented population there is.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
150
hot dogs?
I've eaten bull nuts. Rocky Mountain oysters. I was hunting in South Dakota, and they served them in a bar and said, let's do it. They just deep fried, you know, bull nuts. Yeah. They were fine.
They were fine?
Yeah. Deep fry anything, and it tastes pretty good.
that's always been my motto. But do you think that... would you ever want to try different testicles from different animals to see if there's a taste?
I'd imagine they all taste like chicken. That would be my guess. Oh, this tastes a lot like the chicken nut.
That's what chicken nuggets are, actually. What part of the chicken is the nugget? That's an old joke.
It's kind of like a hot dog almost, right? Isn't it like a bunch of the chicken in one thing?
Yeah, I feel like...
with hot dogs. It's always got wiener on the brain. It's the weirdest... What's a controversial opinion you have that most people disagree with?
That Alex Pereira, the light heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, is the most overrated champion in the UFC. Whoa. Currently. I know, and I have been proven wrong every damn time, but I stand by. He has no wrestling. Why everybody stands with the greatest kickboxer is ridiculous. Just shoot on him. He's useless on the ground.
That's a good one. We've asked that one a few times. That one actually got I don't know, you don't know Uncle Kyle, he was the guy you met before,
but okay.
That one got him to climb up. He wouldn't even answer it. That is a real good controversial.
It's great, yeah. But, I mean, do you feel that the people that have shot on him, it's hard to get him on the ground, though,
because no,
he's a big base?
Everybody's
right? No one's really tried, though.
I thought Jan Blachowicz beat him. I thought he won the fight, and he shot. It was in Utah, so they're at, like, 8,000 feet or something, and so they both gassed. And it was a decision. I disagreed with the decision. Didn't like that question?
I didn't like that question.
All right. I could have answered about 8 inches.
True. If you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
You know, the easy answer is you go with like a Jesus, and you know, just say sup Jesus, and be kind of a cool story. If
go
I
go with a Jesus,
yeah. Go the
you wind
the
up with Jesus across the table.
We'd be friends, eh?
Sure.
I wasted a wish on you. You better you better pay off, my man. Yeah, it's you know, there's the new Assassin's Creed game coming out, and apparently there's a black samurai. Yep. I'm gonna have dinner with that guy. Apparently, yeah, he's a real guy. Like, he was an
actual... Oh, really?
Yes, apparently. Which is really cool. Like, everyone was upset at first. It's like, well, no, he's an actual real dude. And he said, oh, yeah.
But a lot of people are like, you're so woke now.
Yes. And it turns out he's a real guy, which just makes it really cool. They did some research picking their characters. So, yeah, I'm going to choose that guy.
There
Assassin's
go.
Creed Black Samurai guy.
So, Jesus or Black Samurai guy. So, you're a well-rounded human being. Okay, last one. If you were stranded on a desert island and only had three things, what would they be? Or could only bring three things?
Oh, that's three questions.
a Jesus.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can bring that sword. Yeah. No, you could be. Well, I'd make a boat, an extra gas tank, and two motors. No. I'm going to bring Oreos, as many Oreos as I can.
Oreos.
Yeah, I love Oreos, but with my job, I can't ever eat them. And if I do eat them, I feel guilty about it. If I'm on a stranded island, I'm just going to eat all the Oreos I want. Who's going to care?
Right.
So I'm bringing Oreos. I'm going to bring Flint to start fire because roasted Oreos are incredible.
You do the dipping in milk, too?
Yeah, you have to.
So you'd bring milk as the third one.
You'd bring milk.
Yep, you guys sold. Yep, milk.
I mean, I would have said my wife, but listen, it's fine.
Your wife is not a thing. She's a wonderful human being.
You haven't met her. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Thank you so
absolutely.
Much. I would love to have you back anytime.
Yeah.
I can't wait, honestly. January 25th, we'll probably do a fight watch here.
Oh,
maybe,
it'll be.
If you're down.
I'm down. It'll be a fun one.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really, really fun. Nashville, Tennessee. I can't wait. And, brother, seriously, thank you so much for it, dude.
Yo, absolutely, my friend. Thank you for having me on. This is a lot of fun.
Nice. Good.
Anything else to plug, Sam? Obviously, the fight, but we got anything to plug, socials or anything else going on?
Yeah, I'm smiling Sam on everything. I'm growing my YouTube. I think I just hit 4,500, so that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm just going more in depth into fights and stuff. How to train, how to fight, and idea I had, which I'm starting to put together, is I'm going to be spar interviewing people. So I'm going to spar them and interview them over the 15 minutes or so. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to get Chris Curtis and Sean Strickland done this week, and I'll be posting those in the next week or two. And
that's a great idea.
Oh, I love the idea. And I've always been more of a tank fighter, so I can kind of get beat up the whole time without, you know, going too hard on the other guy. And so I'll fight any size, any gender, anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Dude, so cool. Have you thought of a name for it?
No. Nope. Somebody hit me and it'll come.
That's sort of like me, except I get hit and then I come.
Yeah. But no, it's at Smiling Sam is my YouTube page. So, and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all that.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for coming on. And go ahead and hit him with the instructions.
Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you so much, Sam. Later, guys.